Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. Happy Wednesday to you. I've been hanging out for 2 hours. I got 2 more hours to go. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about Brock Purdy. He's going to be out at minimum for a week. 49ers think he might be out longer with a toe injury. We'll see. All right, we know Xavier Worthy is out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce says, hey, I knocked him out in the first game. That was my fault. A little bit of friendly fire. Dallas Cowboys took a look at Jadeveon Clowney today. The NBA, they're trying to figure out whether or not they want to punish the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. And here on this show, we have even more to get into, okay? In a few minutes, I'm going to give with you or share with you a new top six list. Top six list of active NFL players going into the Hall of Fame. We talked about what we can expect tomorrow. Week 2 of the NFL season gets underway. We're going to have the Commanders taking on the Green Bay Packers. Thank you so much to Chris Russell from Team 980 Radio in D.C. for joining us. And so we've already had a busy show. If you've missed a minute of it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you have SiriusXM, you paying that money for Sirius? You found a way to get it for free? Hey, you can listen on channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, just Google, Alexa, whatever the heck it is, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Here, me, you can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm broadcasting in physical form from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City. His name is Ryan Botcher. And so we've discussed a lot, and we have more to do. It is Wednesday, which means in a few minutes, I will share with you a new top six list. At the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been a busy, busy day. Now, to give you a little bit of insight, now that we got 1 week done in the NFL season, yesterday we talked about the disaster that is the New York Giants. Okay, I get it. It's week one. Russell Wilson looks like he's moving around in cement blocks. Hopefully, you know, the Giant fans don't want to put him in cement blocks and, you know, throw him into the river or anything like that. But he can't move. Russell Wilson is not the same type of player. And so, of course, already after the Giants lost to the Commanders, people are taking a look at Russell and they're going, when are we going to see Jackson Dart? That's the question mark. And so we got that question. Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, said, not now. Okay, Russell Wilson is going to be our starter. And yesterday on the air, we had a discussion about Russell and, you know, what was left of his career, what his career has become, kind of being quite nomadic at this point in time. Steelers. Before it's the Steelers. It didn't work with the Broncos. And now he's with the Giants. It's not necessarily the Hall of Fame career that it seemed that he was building up towards. And so Russell Wilson, that went out the window. I don't care how many Super Bowls he went to, how many interceptions he threw to end one, how many he won, he ain't no Hall of Famer, period, okay? Unless he has some miraculous comeback in his career, he is what he is. He'll be a Seahawks legend, but a Hall of Famer in Canton, he is not. And then so I got plenty of calls in. Hey, JR, what do you think about this guy Hall of Fame? What do you think about this guy Hall of Fame? And, you know, there's a reason for some of these guys to not be in. And so for today's top six list, I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to take a look at some NFL players that are absolutely guaranteed, if they were to quit today, they'd be in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'll preface this, and some people won't hear or remember or have heard me. Of course, there are more than six guys. I wanted to give you some of the best guys, the best players, and guys who are absolutely not just the best, but if they quit today, they'd be in a Hall of Fame. There'd be no doubt about it. There's a couple of guys, I'm sure, that already come to your mind. You know what? You don't have to think too hard, because I'm going to start the top six list right now. This is a list of the top six active NFL players going to Canton.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top six list. We're talking about the top six active NFL players who are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. It's a top six list, which means it's a countdown, which means we're starting with this number right here.
Number six.
Okay, this guy is an athletic freak. Okay? No disrespect to Mr. Curse. This guy is a freak. Who the hell is 6'4", 270, 280 pounds, dunking basketballs, going behind his back, doing tomahawk jams, also doing, tomahawk jams on a quarterback. And number six on my list, an active NFL player going to the Hall of Fame, it's Myles Garrett. Look, Myles Garrett doesn't turn 30 until December, and he is 6'4", and he is 270, 280. And I know he does drive too damn fast. Cut it out. You're not that damn invincible. But this man has had some ridiculous accomplishments since he was drafted number one overall in 2017. We know about the big contract that he just got. He wanted to be traded from the Browns. They were saying, hey, we want you to go from Cleveland to Canton. He says, I want to win championships. Until they decided to pay him $40 million a damn year. And then he said, I'll stay in Cleveland. Quarterback be damned. This man is the first player in NFL history with 14-plus sacks in four straight seasons. He's a six-time Pro Bowler. He's a four-time All-Pro Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, Myles Garrett has just about done everything. And if he decided to quit this bum-ass team tomorrow, well, he would be on his way to Canton. You don't believe me? Listen to some of his contemporaries in the NFL talk about how damn good he is.
In 2024, Garrett became the youngest player ever to surpass the 100 sack mark.
Wilson goes down. Myles Garrett, hello.
He's the doctor of pass rush. You get a doctor when you hit that 100 sacks.
He gets better every year, and he already came in good. So imagine him 8-9 years in.
Look at how athletic Myles Garrett is.
His athleticism, be able to jump over another human being, block the kick, like that's crazy and something you don't see often.
His speed, power, bend makes him nearly impossible to game plan for. If you sit back and wait, or you got any hint of doubt in your game, good luck.
No one looking forward to go against Myles. I seen him beat up on some of the best.
Yay. That's a bad man. Have you watched him play? You probably already know that. Miles Garrett, yeah, when he's done, he's definitely going into the Hall of Fame. Okay, we got Miles Garrett at number six. Who's next?
Number five.
Well, I mean, these guys go back and forth for the Defensive Player of the Year. They go back and forth for who's the best edge rusher. And number five, it's T.J. Watt. If T.J. Watt said, I'm done, he'd be joining his brother in Canton. Okay, we're going to have two Watts in Canton, Ohio. And yeah, Miles Garrett, he's getting ready to turn 30. But T.J. Watt is already there. Not only did he tie Michael Strahan for the most sacks in 2021 when he had 22 and a half. And thank you, Brett Favre, for giving Mr. Strahan that record. But this man is relentless. He's led the NFL in sacks three separate times. He also got paid a big brand new contract, making $41 million a year. He's the third player in NFL history with at least 14 and a half sacks in three straight years. Yeah, he's joined some guy named Reggie White in doing that. I don't know what the hell the Watts fed their kids, but they fed them crazy. Okay, a matter of fact, T.J. Watt, he sat down with Graham Bessinger, and he said his parents were so invested in J.J. that it made T.J. go, man, I'm a work hard too. Screw that guy.
Definitely. I mean, I think I still deal this day of wanting attention of some sort in wanting to be as successful as possible to feel that. Mm-hmm. And not saying that you have to do that to feel love from my parents, that's not the case, but it definitely drove me to want to feel, to want to be an NFL player, to want to have my parents want to come and watch me play and be a part of what my story has in store.
It's typical little brother syndrome. They don't love me. Oh, I got to hit somebody too. Yeah, you got to hit somebody hard. Then they'll love you. Yeah, T.J. Watt. Yeah, it may not get as much attention as the Miles Garretts of the world, but T.J. Watt, when he calls it a wrap, he's going into the Hall of Fame. I got T.J. Watt number five on my list. Top six active NFL players going to the Hall. Who's next?
Number four.
Oh, this guy's going. After he gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, after he's hosting, I don't know, Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, after he is, I don't know, traveling the world with his superstar girlfriend, and number four, it's Travis Kelce. Come on, we know he's going into the Hall of Fame. Three-time Super Bowl champ, nine-time Pro Bowler. This man just goes, used to get 1,000 yards every season. Now he's old. He's going to turn 36 in October. I don't think he's completely cooked, okay? Seven consecutive seasons, 1,000 yards is behind him. But if Travis Kelce quit tomorrow and hung out with his girlfriend, he'd be in the Hall. And you know what? Andy Reid, his head coach, he was on the herd, and he said, you know what? If Travis Kelce wasn't such a celebrity, he would actually maybe possibly be a coach because his brain is so amazing. Listen to this.
Had him my whole duration here and drafted him and so on. So I know, I kind of know where he's at physically, mentally, what he can do in games. And then I also know what's around him, which helps him because for a while there we were banged up a little bit and guys were trying to learn. And, he was being double teamed and that wasn't as good for him. But Travis would be a heck of a football coach. He's able to get up there and explain things and teach these young guys exactly what he sees and feels. Not that they all have that same talent, but he's got a good feel for the game.
How about that? He can be a coach. He could host Jeopardy. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He could be a celebrity spouse. I don't know. He can be an actor. He could be a podcaster. What can't Travis Kelce do? I don't know. One day we'll figure it out. I know what he can do. I know what he will do. He's going into the Hall of Fame the first year that he's eligible. I got Travis Kelce at four on my list. Top six active NFL players going into the Hall of Fame. After four is...
number three.
Oh, this guy's going. Come on, man. This dude is going. He's already walking around. Got himself two MVPs. could have had another MVP. Had one of the best passing seasons statistically ever all time just last season. It's Lamar Jackson. Like, these numbers are nuts. He is a walking. He is the team. He is the Baltimore Ravens. Who the hell puts up numbers like this? And I know the NFL, a little bit different of a game. 4,100 yards passing, 41 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Those passing statistics by themselves are obnoxious. I don't care what year, what era, and by who. And then you tack on 900 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. That is a lethal weapon. That is an atomic bomb of an NFL player. So Lamar Jackson, whenever he decides to call it quits, and God bless him, there's a lot of people who thought that he just needed to be a wide receiver. He's already turned into one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I will say it again. This sounds difficult, and this may be difficult for some people to swallow. Lamar Jackson is already one of the greatest quarterbacks that we have ever seen in the NFL. How about this? A receiver in the league who knows a thing or two about great quarterbacks and bad ones. Davante Adams. He says Lamar Jackson, this man, he just switched the game of football up completely.
I was literally finding myself watching Lamar Jackson highlights like in my locker before the games. Like, dude changed the game. He's the best, in my opinion, best ball carrier ever. You know, no matter what position you want to talk about, I don't think anybody's as big of a threat to carrying the football.
Yeah. And it doesn't stop there. That's an active NFL player. What about one Hall of Famer? And another guy, he had Hall of Fame talent, but injuries took care of him. Let's listen to Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. They talk about what Lamar Jackson does with the football in his hand.
Funny thing about it is we already know Lamar Jackson is fast, but you never understand it as a defender until you sit there and you take a bad angle and you try to tackle him.
It's over.
And you whiff.
Yes.
And you whiff. And before you know it, he 30, 40, some yards down the field.
And the thing is, Ocho, and when you don't make him check his feet, when you just let him get ahead of steam and he gets to go downhill, because he's out, by the time he breaks the line of scrimmage, he's like 3 or 4 yards. He full speed. He full speed in 3 or 4 steps. Lamar Jackson is full speed because you haven't made him check his feet.
Right. You got to. If you can't make him come to balance, and if you can't make him make some type of move to make you miss, well, your ass in trouble. Hell.
He's a video game. It's kind of crazy that we saw Michael Vick play, and then you take Michael Vick's skill set, and then you turn it into a guy who's a better passer and then faster than Vick. This is dangerous. Lamar Jackson sounds nuts. He's going into the Hall of Fame. When he's done, he's going in. Crazy to think about. I got him at number 3 on my list. Top 6 active NFL players go into the Hall. Lamar Jackson is 3. Who is at number?
Number 2.
It's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is number 2 on my list. He doesn't turn 30 until September 17th. And not that he will, but if he decided to pull an Andrew Luck, too late in the season to do that. Andrew Luck did it right before training camp. But if Patrick Mahomes woke up tomorrow and said, I'm done, they'd put him in the Hall of Fame. Easy before he turned 30. Okay, he's only 1 of 5 quarterbacks to win 3 Super Bowls. He's been in 5 Super Bowls. This man has 2 MVPs. He's been to 6 Pro Bowls. He's the youngest guy to win an NFL MVP and a Super Bowl MVP. Let me tell you again, he doesn't turn 30 for another week. He has the most wins and passing touchdowns by any quarterback in the first 8 seasons of his career. He didn't even play his rookie season. I can go on and on about all his accomplishments as he has basically fallen out of the football womb. But don't just listen to me. How about Tom Brady? Yeah, the most accomplished quarterback of all time. He says Mahomes is the greatest. Listen to what he told the boardroom.
And I'm saying he's already great. I mean, believe me, he's, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the NFL. So I love when I see his rapport with his teammates, with his coaches, how he communicates after the game, because that's ultimately what that position is about. It's also about how the message you're creating every day to your fans, to your teammates, to your coaches, how you present yourself on the field, off the field, how you handle wins and losses. That, to me, is just as important in the development of a player.
Development of a player. Well, that he's now a retired player slash owner slash bad TV analyst as Tom Brady. What about the active players? How do they feel about Patrick Mahomes?
Three words to describe Patrick.
Athlete, rare, and champion.
Can't go against Patrick Mahomes, man.
It's hard not to put Patrick Mahomes number one.
The guy that jumps off the tape for me every time I'm watching it is Patrick Mahomes. He just finds ways to win the game. Week in, week out, year in, year out. Yeah, he's a special player.
You know, you just respect every time he steps on the field that Mahomes can do something crazy. You go into a game that's like, all right, this could be a shootout because of, you know, 15s on the other sideline.
Yeah. Well, we know he's badass. We know he's one of the greatest players of all time. We also know that he is a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a top six list. Active NFL players who are absolutely going into Canton. How can I have Patrick Mahomes at number two? Well, I'll explain when I give you number one on the other side of the break. Who is definitely going into the hall? You'll find out soon. Number one, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Don't move on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. And today we're having a conversation. We're having a chat. I'm giving you a top six list of active NFL players who are definitely going into the Hall of Fame. Whenever these players are done, they have a spot for them, just kind of warmed up, waiting for them in Canton, Ohio. We had a conversation yesterday about Russell Wilson. So many talks about him potentially being benched from the New York Giants in place of Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants, says, not so fast. We're sticking with Russell Wilson. And it's kind of crazy how his career has fallen off since he has exited out of Seattle. What looked like was on his career on a Hall of Fame trajectory has basically fallen off of a cliff. I'm sorry. Russell Wilson. But in lieu of that conversation that we had yesterday, I wanted to share with you guys who are definitely going into the Hall of Fame. These are active NFL players that when they are done, they're going into the Hall. In a few seconds, I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. But before we get there, here's a quick recap if you weren't here in the last break. And if you weren't here in the last break, where the hell were you? You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and then you can listen to the full five. At number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. At number five, I gave you T.J. Watt. At number four, I gave you Travis Kelce. At number three, I gave you Lamar Jackson. At number two, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. Basically the youngest quarterback to do anything worth a damn. Win a Super Bowl, go to the postseason, Super Bowl MVP. I can go on and on and on about everything that Patrick Mahomes has done as a young man before he even turns 30, of which he'll do exactly 7 days from now. So if I have Patrick Mahomes at number two, and I think anybody with, you know, I don't know, a brain cell and a half believes and knows that he's going into the Hall, who the heck could I have at number one? Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Number one.
The active NFL player, without a shadow of a doubt, going into the Hall of Fame. Well, he's the opposite of Patrick Mahomes. He ain't sub 30. He's in his 40s. The Hall of Fame is waiting on him. Damn it, there are a lot of people in the NFL waiting for him to disappear. At number one, the surefire shoe-in to go into the Hall of Fame, active in the league right now. At number one, it's Aaron Rodgers. This man is 41 years old. He has four NFL MVPs. The only guy who has more than him, well, it's that forehead man, Peyton Manning, who has five of them. Aaron Rodgers has been balling out in the NFL since 2005. And a matter of fact, when he got into the league, he didn't even ball out. He had to sit and he had to wait behind another, arrogant pain in the ass in Brett Favre. And so Aaron Rodgers, along the way, he's won a Super Bowl. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. He's turned into a conspiracy theorist. He's a pain in the ass. He's an interview subject. He's a know-it-all. But you can't take away what he's done on the football field. He's one of the greatest of all time. This man has the best passer rating in NFL history. This man has the best touchdown to interception ratio in NFL history. This man is like a scientist when it comes to the football. I can throw touchdowns and not throw interceptions. He's great. He's amazing. Even though he might be a gigantic pain in the ass. You know what I told you about Brett Favre? The guy that he had to sit behind, Brett Favre, says this guy's a genius. This is what he told Jason Whitlock.
At this point, no. During the time that we spent together, had he shown signs of that, I didn't see him. I think Aaron is one of the smartest people. Now, you and I, Jason, there's people a lot smarter than us. But we also know people who are super smart that have zero sense, if you know what I mean. Can't tie their shoes and chew bubble gum at the same time. Aaron is maybe the smartest football IQ that I've played with. I really didn't sense anything like we're seeing or hearing now from him.
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, he's so smart. He's smarter than everybody. Well, don't ask any of his ex-girlfriends about that. Anyway, somebody that he's with right now, certainly not an ex-girlfriend, maybe an ex-coach sooner than later, Mike Tomlin. Oh, you don't think he's happy to have Aaron Rodgers in the fold? This is what Mike Tomlin had to say about Aaron Rodgers joining the Steelers.
I mean, read his resume. We're excited about him being here. He's excited about being here. But we'll make no bold predictions. We're just going to roll our sleeves up and go to work and let our efforts do the talking.
Mike, Aaron said he appreciated the way you communicated with him through his personal stuff. What allowed you that patience of letting him go through that stuff while you didn't have him all spring?
We've both been in our roles a long time. And so there's personal comfort and security in that. And maybe we could relate on that level.
Yeah. It's sweet. It's all good for right now. Well, you know what? Why the hell not? Let's listen to one of his best wide receivers, Davante Adams. This man wanted to follow Aaron Rodgers around forever. This is what Davante Adams had to say about Aaron Rodgers on the pivot.
It was amazing, man. I mean, you know, I don't discount anything, you know, that Aaron was able to do for me, because, I mean, he's the best quarterback, you know, in my opinion, to play this game. I think a lot of what he did for me was not just about the type of balls or whatever that he threw, you know, great back shoulder, whatever. Like, there was obviously that, but the way that he had the Michael Jordan effect, as far as, like, he gonna make you play better. He gonna bring out your best just by being on the field. It's not even about, like he was a great leader, but it was more so just about, I'm out here with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you would always notice in OTAs, like, you know, every now and then a guy that's in his, what, 15th year at that point or whatever, they get days off in OTAs, so it'd be times where he wasn't practicing, and you would just notice people start to, like, not fall off, not practicing hard, but it wasn't the same as when Aaron is out there. Like, he like, you don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people thinking that whenever he's done, and God knows, it could be the end of this year, it could be next year, we know Aaron Rodgers is going into the Hall of Fame. His seat has been waiting for him much longer than Patrick Mahomes has. And that's why I have Aaron Rodgers here at number one on the list. The phone lines are open, of course. There are more than six players, more than six active players, who are going into the Hall of Fame. I could think about more quarterbacks, a few. I could think about more defenders, quite a few. More guys who get after the quarterback, but I'm going to leave that to you. The phone lines are open. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a top six list of active NFL players who are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. And number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. And number five, I gave you TJ Watt. And number four, I gave you Travis Kelce. And number three, I gave you Lamar Jackson. And number two, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. At number one, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, his seat for the Hall of Fame, it's sitting there. It's been waiting for him for a long, long time. I'll let you fill in the list. Who are some other active NFL players that are definitely, keyword, definitely going into the Hall of Fame? The phone lines are open. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. That's 888-710-4ISN. Call me up. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll get to your calls on the other side. But right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm about to get to your calls in a second. Top six active NFL players going to the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. But before I get to your calls, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Sixes, fives, too many numbers. I need you to think. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just gave you a top six list. Active NFL players definitely going into the Hall. At number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. At number five, I gave you TJ Watt. At number four, I gave you Travis Kelce. At number three, I gave you Lamar Jackson. At number two, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. At number one, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Of course, there are more than six active NFL players who are definitely going into the Hall of Fame. I could think of a few receivers. I could think about a few defensive players. I think there may be another quarterback in the mix. But I got some reasons as to why I settled here at number six, at the six that I have here. Here's the phone lines, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Plenty of names. Let's start with Mike from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi, JR. How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you know what? I really love your six players, but you know doggone well who I'm going to put at number two.
And right I have a feeling it's Josh Allen.
It is, and right now he's the best player in the NFL. Nobody could have done what he did. Nobody.
Okay. Go ahead.
But I'm not done. I got a couple more too. Khalil Mack.
Well. We don't need. Mike. We don't need a couple more. Mike, you're not the only person on the phone right now, okay?
So it's just a second.
No, but you said a couple more. A couple means two. You already gave me two, Mike. Come on.
Who did I give you? Who's the second one?
You said Khalil Mack. Josh Allen and Khalil Mack. That's two. I don't need a couple more. That would be three.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you for calling from Buffalo.
But right now, Allen is the best player in the NFL.
Well, that's good and great, but that doesn't have anything to do with what I'm referencing right now.
Well, no, you said you're talking about the Hall of Fame. Well, right now, if you look at some of the records, Josh Allen has broke them all.
Tell me what records, because you're telling me about right now. What I'm talking about is
right now.
Well, hold on, stop, take a breath, Mike. Well, you going to dinner? Where are you in a rush to?
Go ahead.
I'm like, damn, Mike called me and he's like, listen, Mike, we're talking about career accomplishments. You're focused in on right. Yeah, we're talking about, I got to put this guy on hold. We're talking about career. That's what gets you into the Hall of Fame. Your emphasis on right now, today, doesn't have as much bearing on who's definitely going into the Hall of Fame. Like, if you think Josh Allen's going into the Hall, and I definitely thought about him, the guy got an MVP. Not everybody that has an MVP goes into the Hall of Fame. That's first of all. If he had two like Lamar Jackson, I would definitely throw him on the list, but he's not. Do I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player? Absolutely. I think if he does what he does for another season, then he very well still might go into the Hall of Fame. But I don't think it's a shoe-in the same way that Patrick Mahomes is or Lamar Jackson is, strictly and just because Lamar Jackson has two. That's it. It's as simple as that. Does that make sense, Mike?
You won't give me a chance to debate that. You never do.
You're on the air now, and I gave you a chance. I asked you a question. Now you're going to stop. I asked you a question, and instead of responding to the question, you complained about the question I just gave you. I gave you a free lane to respond, and you complained about it. So which one do you want to do, complain or respond?
I respond. He's the only active player in the NFL right now that has had the most offensive player of the weeks. He's also the only player in the NFL, okay, that has the most touchdowns, rushing and passing, and his percentage of completion since 2015. The only thing he has not done is he hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl yet. I know, and I understand that, and I understand that that's a big part of the accomplishment you need to be a shoe-in to the Hall of Fame. 2 years ago, he should have been the MVP, not Lamar Jackson. Last year, Lamar Jackson should have been the MVP, not Josh Allen.
Right. Now, I don't debate with you. I don't disagree with you on that. Not at all. We can definitely call that a wash. But when you come down to the reality of what it says on paper, that's what it boils down to. Like, there's one singular reason as to why I definitely have Lamar Jackson on this list and not Josh Allen. It's because without a shadow of a doubt, Lamar Jackson has two MVPs. Now, I will say this. Now, I will say this in conclusion, Mike. Don't nobody give a damn. Maybe in Buffalo, maybe you or five other people. Nobody cares about no NFL, AFC player of the week. Nobody cares about that, man. You said it yourself. People care about the results and what you get at the end of a season. That's why ultimately at the end of the day, when it comes down to Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, when it's not so much a debate about who's definitely going into the Hall of Fame, nobody cares what the hell any of these guys do the rest of the way until one of them wins a Super Bowl.
They're both going in.
Yeah, all things considered, they keep up this way. We'll see. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Okay, you have a great day.
You as well. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Buffalo. Yeah, I just think it goes without saying. Lamar Jackson today is more accomplished of a football player than Josh Allen. You can go back and forth as to which guy you want. Maybe you're from Baltimore. Maybe you are from Buffalo. You can go back and forth. Who cares at this point? One of y'all won a Super Bowl. Do that first. That will be the separator. And then when these guys are both done playing, then we could sit around and go, oh, who had the best career? Who did this? I don't know. We could be looking at a situation right now where it's, a Tom Brady and a Peyton Manning. Okay, one guy ended up with 7. The other guy ended up with 2. It may not be that such way or that type of way, but that could really be the determining factor. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about shoe-ins, active NFL players that are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Austin is here from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Austin?
Hey, JR. How's it going, man? I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you so much. What's up?
Yes, man. Derrick Henry. Honestly, him alone, he's probably got the most Hall of Fame career of anybody in sports. He's got the high school rushing record. He rushed for 55 touchdowns. What is it, like 10 or 11 games in high school? 55 touchdowns, over 4,000 yards in his high school career.
We know he was whooping the ass of poor kids that were 15 and 16, 17 years old.
Right.
But outside of that, we know he is a Hall of Famer. Only reason why I didn't have him on the list is because he's a running back. He's one of my favorite players. I think he's led the NFL in rushing and yards every year and in a cumulative yards since 2015, 2016. He's a badass. Without a doubt, he definitely is.
And I got two more defensive players, Jalen Ramsey and T.
Well, hold on. Wait. We don't know. I'm glad nobody heard you on the second one. Did you say Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey, if he retires now, right now,
explain
he's a Hall of Famer.
If Jalen Ramsey retired today, he'd be a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame.
I believe so because, what was it, Darrell Revis Allen, how long did that last? Maybe 3 seasons?
No, Darrell Revis was better for that for longer.
I think Sherman over the course of his career was better than Darrell Revis over the course of a career.
Oh my God, Austin, Austin
over the course. Now Darrell. Revis,
No. I mean Austin. Austin.
And his prime was locked.
Austin,
down. Don't get me wrong.
Listen to me, Austin.
Okay.
I know Richard Sherman, and I know his family. Okay? I don't know Darrell Revis, but I've interviewed Darrell Revis when he was a rookie. I've watched his entire career. I think I have a good line of kind of both of their careers. I think Richard Sherman would tell you that Darrell Revis had a better career. I'm not going to speak for Richard Sherman, not by any stretch of the imagination.
But I don't think Richard Sherman would say that.
I think Richard would tell you he had a better career than Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis stopped the world. Darrell Revis is one of the best cornerbacks, period, of all time. They did not want to see that man. I'm sorry?
For how many seasons? Like, I feel like it has, there's a light. Just like,
hold on, Austin. Okay, like, I'm going to answer you.
I'm
going to answer you. I'm going to answer you on the other side of the break. Okay? I appreciate you for calling from Georgia. Darrell Revis was a better cornerback, had a better career than Richard Sherman. He did. Richard Sherman was louder. Darrell had a better career. The JR Sport Brief Show. More of your calls on the other side. The Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC Supply, in-app only.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.